The Sentai Review, Episode 139, The Doctor's Review, Part 2. Well, we're back to another Sentai Review, and we got a bit of something else to talk about first.
Got a little bit of news to drop here at the start, both good and bad, depending on where you're coming from, and we're not going to get into it.
I'm keeping my mouth shut.
Both good and bad news. Okay, first off, for anybody that liked the Lone Paladin, Nick, on the show, chances are he's gone. Like, gone. I don't think he's coming back. We're not going to get into reasons here because we're not. But as...
Hey, I said I was sorry.
As a strange line of fate would have it, a strange kind of light from the past illuminates on our present. As when Nick left the show, I got a random phone call from somebody who wants back into the show. So, it's still being worked out in terms of the details, but Program may actually return to the show after a
six-year
hiatus.
Yeah, we had to think about that. It was like, wait a minute. When was the last time Program... Technically, the last time Program was in on an episode, it was back on fucking Fandom Night, I think, for Epic Game Time.
Program.
That's before my time.
That's a long time ago. But he's interested. He wants to basically be part of the controller pileup and a couple other random things here and there. But his most interest is he's gotten back into indie games. He is a programmer. He programs video games. He's in the independent market. He actually has sold a couple games. Mm-hmm. And that is what he left our show to do. He left our show to focus on his school and start getting his game stuff and everything. So now he reviews games on the independent market, and he's made a couple games, and he's interested to come in and talk with us on controller pileup and whatnot, and he just wants to do some stuff. He says that it's been a couple years, and ironically, what got his interest was very recently he was on his YouTube. And he was all nostalgic and shit, just clicking some stuff.
When it came up... I figured it was the couple of conversations he and I had
no,
at work.
It came up in his feed that something had posted that hadn't posted in like 3 fucking years. He saw a Reploid Productions video that was brand new. And all of a sudden, all this time of hanging out with us and doing the show and all the shit that he misses and all of his friends and everything, because for a long time, he's been on the working curve with like one or two buddies. Yeah. He hasn't been a part of our group in a very long time, and he's very excited to come back in and say what's been going on. So he might appear in a couple of shows now from time to time, kind of coming back into here. So with all of that, we are losing somebody, but we're gaining an old friend as well. And now this is their episode. I got nothing.
It's kind of like in a Nuzlocke when your Rattata dies, and then you pick up that Weedle, and that Weedle ends up going on to become a Beedrill. Okay, I got you. I'm feeling it.
But with those who heard the opening tag, we're back to the Doctor's Review, and there's one reason for that.
Finally! Proto Guy has come back to Fandom Night!
It's Proto Guy.
New day! Oh, sorry. Wrong promo.
New day, yes it is.
Here we go.
So how much did you, before we get too far into this, how much did you laugh your ass off? I can't remember which episode, I think it was in Sentai. Technically it was the one that went up this week, but...
The unicorns?
Yeah, the unicorns.
Dicks.
And how they're dildos on top of their heads. Yeah, you're chuckling. Yeah, that's what I figured. All right, so...
Around the room?
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree Proto Guy.
Oh, wait, hold on. I said my name wrong.
Nick Bennett, the Lone Paladin.
Because I'm sitting in his spot tonight.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, so, Doctor Review.
Technically, I resemble that remark.
Let me switch Mises here.
Yep, we're back to this double mouse situation, because... Yep. Scotty's using Jeremy's spare laptop for the photographs.
And we got his new TV to work with this stuff, too, so...
Yep. Which, no offense, I'm glad I didn't have to pick you up, because that means I could go elsewhere to get food instead of, like, Hardee's or McDonald's. But now I'm pissed that I went elsewhere to get food, because I went to goddamn Steak and Shake and literally placed my order at, like, fucking... What was it? It was, like, 2:20, and I didn't get my food until about 2:50. I'm like, I'm fucking sitting here, I'm starving, I gotta be here so we can record episodes. Hurry up, goddammit.
Hurry up, god.
So yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be the most qualified to fill in on this position. If there's stupid looking outfits, I could be like, what the fuck?
Oh, trust me, we're gonna... Well, if you saw the other one with the first five, there's a few stupid looking ones there, but there's gonna be some stupid looking ones here too.
Actually, amazingly, no, I didn't watch the other one. And normally I do, even episodes I'm not in, I usually do watch, but I got busy and sidetracked, and I think I was trying to catch up for one of the other shows we were doing. It was either...
Probably the X-Men thing or something?
No, it wasn't the X-Men.
Master Rider.
Yeah, it might have been Master Rider.
Master Rider.
So I had the opportunity to watch it, but I was like, you know what, my brain's already fried, I'm going to watch something else, so I ended up watching Altered Carbon, and holy fuck, that show is good. No, I'm dead serious. That's one of those shows where, like, quite literally, and I know I'm stalling for time, Shane had to go piss. Now he's back, yeah. So I'll finish this up. Yeah, no, that's one of those shows where literally everything is in the show for a reason. Mm. They don't show you a character and give them a name or a personality if it's not important. Like, it's one of those types of shows, and I love it when shows do that. But anyway.
So, Shane is back.
I'm back.
Back again. And
guess who's back?
And so we can continue on with the
Touch
Doctor's Review. Wow, this is bright.
Newer TV?
Yeah. Doctor's Review. So we went with five last time, so we'll go with another five this time.
I had a retard moment for a second there. I was like, wait, what is that file labeled? And I was like, oh, yeah, right. That's for another episode we got to do another time. Yeah. That's for Fandom Night After Dark. That's what that is.
Anyway, let's go into the sixth Doctor. Colin Baker. Oh, this is one of those messed up outfits, Seth.
Okay.
Yeah. From 1984 to 1980. Is that
80?
86.
Okay. Yeah. And don't worry. Like I said, I'm basically, I know very little. Like, I know references here and there. So when it comes down to it, I'm the person who, you know, doesn't watch the show, who could come in and speak unabashedly.
But like you said. Since this is just costumes, you don't need to know diddly
exactly.
About them.
Exactly. I don't need to know jack or shit about them.
I mean, that's why I wanted you to jump in the first time we tried to pick this back up.
Yeah, that's kind of true, but I was like,
because this is the second time on trying to do this part two, considering the first time there was technical issues.
Yeah.
Anyway, Colin Baker.
Look,
first...
I said I was sorry.
Technical issues, not yours.
Oh, yeah, true.
There we go.
There it goes.
Okay. I think it's because it's a dot GIF, so it was taking it a minute to try to load.
So there you go.
The fuck?
Tell it no. Goddamn technical issues. Okay. Yeah, tell it no. X this out.
Okay. That'll be good enough.
Fucking... Okay.
So there you go with him in his goofy-looking outfit.
Yeah, I'd say that's one of his just-changed-into attire since he was previously the Peter Davidson...
Yeah, so what you're looking at is the fifth Doctor's
right.
Get up. Because every time they regenerate, they still wear the previous Doctor's clothes.
Because
right.
they haven't changed yet.
Because they haven't changed.
Right, exactly. And I think that's one of the few things I know about Doctor Who is, like, just like James Bond, mm-hmm. anytime somebody becomes a new Bond, they're allowed to bring their own style with mm-hmm. it. Like, you know, when Sean Connery became Bond, his Bond looked different. Than, you know, the fucking Roger Moore Bond, which is different from, you know, like the Daniel Craig Bond, you know. Each one of them got to pick, like, their own designers and shit, and especially their own costume choices.
But the thing about it is, though, is that Bond still continues to wear the suit. That
right.
never changes. But it's bringing your own
style,
own take on it, yeah.
Yeah, like the watches and shit that they get to wear, yeah, that's all their own stuff.
Yep, they get their own unique gimmick.
Next.
Still wearing it, yep. But...
There you see the wardrobe behind him.
Right.
The majestic, glorious, huge wardrobe he must have.
Glorious! No, anyway.
Which I think at this point, who knows where the wardrobe is in the TARDIS.
In the back.
Green one. Zoom in. If you can. I don't know. We're using the...
Nope.
No, I'm just talking future Scott.
Oh.
Zoom in on the green one on his right. Or, well, on our right.
Oh, you mean that little band thing?
Why is he wearing the yellow... Why does he have the yellow submarine outfit in the back? Does he ever wear the fucking...
I was going to say that.
Sergeant Pepper, Lonely Hearts Club band fucking outfit.
I was going to say either that or the Music Man.
Yeah, but still, when does he ever wear that? I want to see a doctor wearing that.
I don't think he does.
If fezzes are cool, where the fuck is that outfit?
Well, man, hey, whoa. Whoa, fezzes are cool.
Next.
See, I told you I know a couple references.
Oh, there he is, starting to change.
Listen, this guy's style is not anything to be impressed with.
Meh.
But I look at it, it's like I did with the other doctors. I look at the time period.
Right.
You're talking, this is mid-80s.
Yeah.
I don't like it, I give it a pass.
Let me try something here.
Right, and then you open with...
Yeah, since it's...
And then...
Windows, yep.
Yeah.
Since it didn't do it the first time.
Yeah. I don't know why it keeps fucking with it, not actually switching to default.
Ah, shit. Okay.
Well, there
just
he is.
Just right-click and...
Next. Yep. Oh, no.
Right-click, pause!
I'm trying to. The damn thing won't make up its damn mind.
Well, we'll look at this one. This one gives you a better look at his. This is his outfit.
Okay, no.
He's very colorful.
Right-click. Go to back.
Back.
There you go. Because this is more meant for, like, the wireless keyboard, too, which yeah. I know is here somewhere.
It's over there on top of Jeremy's laptop.
Some bitch, hold on.
Never mind. We're on this one anyway, so.
No, that's fair
enough. Talk to the hand.
So, like I said, he's very colorful.
I don't think he's doing the talk to the hand. I think he's, like... 2 seconds away from doing, like, a one-handed suck it.
Nah.
And no, this is not wireless. This is very much corded.
Very much corded.
Okay, here, Shane, you hold it. When we call next, you hit the button.
But yeah, you can see some of the odd off colors here. And the question marks on the things here carried over.
Yep, he,
By the way, we're a professional show. We're very professional.
Sure.
Bill! Professional!
Professionalism at its finest.
Next. Umbrella.
Taking his shit. That's some old
references. Like I said, this guy likes umbrellas. And not only that, but he wants to look like a Skittle.
Fucking
taste the rainbow.
I don't know. I just keep looking at the fucking the umbrella though, because that reminds me of I don't know about you guys, but when I was in grade school, like one of the things that they had is they had like the giant fucking tarp thing that kind of looked like that, like mm-hmm. the color scheme, and basically was like, you know, you'd lift the tarp and, you know, like kind of wave it and then eventually like pull it up and over yourself and sit inside of there because the air was enough to keep it lifted.
Mm-hmm.
And notice the TARDIS back there.
Yes. Yep.
It's a little beat up now.
It's kind of beat up, and not only that, the little police box description yep. thing is kind of in its old state where it's like blue
yep.
with white.
Yep.
Where nowadays it's a white background with black letters.
Yep.
Right.
And there's still no the Saint whatever sticker on it. So
he isn't this the doctor that spent a lot more time on Earth than
no that was
the previous doctor.
That was the third one, I think.
Yeah. One of the doctors barely used the TARDIS. He was very earthbound.
And he had a lot of vehicles and stuff.
The newer doctors now have no problem jettisoning into the future, to the past, to space.
But at the same time, I think that's also more of a strength of, budget and, things like that.
Next.
Talk to the hand.
Talk to the hand.
I don't know much about
I don't know. That to me looks more like a preacher giving a sermon on Sunday, like one of those old school guys, like, "And you must believe in the name of Jesus.
Testify."
Yeah, that type of shit.
Actually, here. Yeah, I can do it here too instead. Next. I'm being lazy.
And there's some of his companions.
Yeah.
I think the
woman has carried over, but I think he gained another additional guy here. So.
Yeah, and the guy, for some reason, I think it's the jacket. He's reminding me of Al from Quantum Leap. You see where I'm?
Kinda.
It's one of those generic fucking futuristic
things
they put in every sci-fi movie.
Yeah,
because they all think that we're going to be wearing fucking.
Put it back,
they all think we're going to be wearing aluminum foil clothing in the fucking future.
Yeah. Next.
Speaking of aluminum foil.
There you go.
I was going to say, this enemy here, I was going to say, because how clear looking she, I'm guessing it is a she because of the...
Yes, it is.
Would be similar to what we saw on the holiday special recently, because there was like a crystal-like woman there. But this one looks more like ceramic than crystal.
Like I said... Until we get to the ninth Doctor on up, I don't know shit about these original ones. So who this is, I don't know. But his outfit, once again, dude, the more you see it, the more goofy it looks.
Yeah, the more outrageous it looks.
It's like he grabbed a bunch of fabric, sewed it all together, and it's like, outfit.
Yeah, but the fact that he's using contrasting patterns and colors, I mean, while it looks goofy and jumbled at the same time, it also looks... workable.
He is the most colorful of the Doctors.
Yeah, he's got he's got the pinstripes on his fucking arms.
Yep.
And the pinstripes on his fucking pants. You could tell he's got the checker pattern on the vest, and then kind of like the flannel little bits on some of the sides of his shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
He's got solid tones that go with obviously meant to be important shit like sleeves and the ruffles of the coat, the fucking polka dots in the tie.
Well, ascot. Let's remember,
let's be honest.
That on the collar of him, on his shirt, he does have question marks.
He also has a Star Trek comm badge on his... doesn't matter.
Both shows came out relatively... They were only a year separated.
Exactly. So, when it comes right down to it, yes, it does look slightly goofy... But from a design standpoint, the fact that it all is like, comparison and contrasting type of shit, like, some of it accents it, some of it, I don't know, it's just one of those things where from a design aspect, it is a little bit jumbled.
Yeah,
it is. But at the same time, it actually works, surprisingly.
Next. Davros.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of the same with him. We can look at different pictures, but...
Oh, there's going to be a few different colors.
He has different color schemes, but for the most part, that's his main getup.
And
next. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not a Star Trek comm badge. It's a kitty.
Oh. It's a chorus line.
Now he has a hat.
He doesn't look too happy to be arm-in-arm with...
A medieval
Hannibal Lecter.
She looks happy to be
Hello,
there.
Hello, Clarice.
Yeah, she's happy.
Do you
happy.
Still hear them? And she's just like, I don't give a fuck.
I'm getting a paycheck.
Yeah, and he's just, where's my beer? I was promised beer for this shoot.
Next.
So now there you go.
Oh, see, now he's looking a little bit more like Willy Wonka.
Well, he...
And like I said, it fits.
To be fair, he is probably the most Willy Wonka, wonky of them.
Willy Wonky.
Because he does wear ridiculous
right
clothes.
The outrageous different colors and
hair.
Stuff.
His hair. Willy Wonka had...
Yeah, the hair is very Gene Wilder.
Now, as you can see, he changed his shirt. Now it's a purple, green, and...
Well, the vest. Anyway.
Right,
the
yeah,
vest
the,
anyway.
The vest is...
He changed.
Yeah.
He does
and he, and he still has, like, the chain for a pocket watch, you know,
yep.
Very, very old-fashioned.
He's got a yellow,
yellow ascot.
Thing. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Looking a little bit more like Fred from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah,
and looks like a different companion here. Either that or she changed her hair, but...
But either way, like I said, when it comes down to his outfit, again, it works. I mean, when you think about it, who's the most Willy Wonka out of any other fandom type of character? Doctor Who. Why? Because he'd do what he want.
He's out there. Some of the doctors are eccentric.
Yeah, exactly.
To say the least.
Next.
Now he looks like a jester.
No.
Well, the cloak he's wearing is very jestery. If he would have had the hat.
Question marks?
Yes and no. Technically, the cloak is reminding me of Geno from Super Mario RPG.
That's a better analogy.
Yeah.
I like that one better.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, wait a minute. How did he get that? That video game isn't out for like another 12 years.
Yeah, you look at everything. Every doctor brings their own style
mm-hmm.
to the show. And multiple colors works for him.
Yeah.
It really does.
Next. And now he's got blue.
Yeah, and again, he's got, you know, the odd patterns to it. Which
it is,
yeah.
But I think the blue really works for him.
Yeah. No,
I like the blue a lot
does.
More.
Yeah, I think the blue works a lot better
I mean,
than his multicolored stuff.
I mean, he has different shades
well, at,
of blue.
Yeah.
But you know
which,
what?
Which, like I said, you know, the patterns are back. That's what we expect from him. You know, he's got his little lapel button on. The question marks are gone, which is the only thing that seems odd. But other than that, everything else is back. The ascot is still polka-dotted. You know, the fucking teal green that he's got there looks a little bit more like puke than it does, you know, anything else. So, I mean, if they would have gone with a different shade, maybe
worked.
That would have been a little bit better. But, I mean, he's still got his fucking wallet chain fucking pocket watch, you
like,
know.
Like,
and little pin things.
I don't
still.
Mind
yeah.
I don't mind the multicolor because it works for this character.
Mm-hmm.
But if he would have went the entire two-year run in that blue... I'd have been completely okay with that.
No.
Nothing wrong with that.
Next.
Now
I hate this fucking thing.
Now he's got... Have you noticed that he has question marks on his
suspenders?
Yep.
I don't know. I just more noticed the Band-Aid under his eyeball.
I think that's a tear.
That is a big-ass tear.
Yeah.
But I think he's crying because this might be during his changing or when he's about to change.
Every doctor.
Maybe.
Every doctor.
Right. Every single one of them does the transmutation
they
into
do,
somebody else.
They
yeah.
do.
They
it.
Never want to change, but you usually have like tears and stuff because they don't want to go.
I don't know.
I don't
still
know.
Thinking, though,
okay. The ones for sure.
Here,
like
zoom in on it, though.
Zoom in?
Yeah.
Oh.
You should be able to just. No. You should be able to just mouse wheel in. So, mouse wheel up, nothing?
Nope.
Piss. But, yeah, I'm almost certain, because the way that that's looking
Hold
to
on.
Me, that looks like that's one of those, like, knuckle bandages that they give you.
Hold on, let me try something.
There you go. Yeah, see what I mean? It looks like it's got, like, the really thin connector in the middle. Like I said, like it's one of those knuckle bandages that just holds the skin together. It doesn't actually cover anything up. You know, because basically you're supposed to let it, you know, air heal, but it holds the skin together to help it heal quicker and, you know, hold together better. Mm. So maybe he just got done getting his ass whooped, and yeah, he is about to fucking transmutate because this body can't hold anymore.
Next.
Oh. Bitch, I got a gun!
How many barrels
is that? 6-barrel gun.
Seven.
Seven.
Eight.
Oh, yeah. Nope. No, it is seven.
Two on top.
Three in the
middle.
Three
in the middle. Two on the bottom.
Is it two at the bottom?
Yeah.
Oh.
Unless it's a nine and there's two more at the bottom. Yeah, it might be nine. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. And like I said,
regardless,
unless underneath
he's, regardless, he's going to cap your ass.
Yeah.
And he looks like, I'll do it.
I'll do it.
I'll do it.
It's really hard to tell.
Look,
what he's
considering
wearing.
The fact that there's the fucking Nazi Gestapo sitting behind him.
I was going to say more like a Spaceball.
The guy
grunt.
Looks so bored.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't even care.
He looks like one of the assholes.
Keep firing, assholes.
Next.
Technically more like Colonel Sanders.
These are his figures.
Some the figures.
You have the
What's the matter, Sanders? Chicken? Oh, wait. We better stop that because chicken crisis in Europe. There's going to be riots and looting soon.
But, yeah, the blue suit here.
I like the blue more.
The other multi one, another multi one.
Yeah, it's
the one.
Yeah,
that
I kind of agree to that.
That's the one. That was the one that he was changing.
Yeah.
So like,
and I mean, like I said, I'll kind of agree. I like the blue a lot more than I like the others. But then I think you know the next one would definitely have to be the second one, because like I said, you're already expecting them to be colorful and vibrant. Mm-hmm. You know that first one. I mean, yeah. I mean, it still works for him.
It was the original.
But I think it's just the toy itself makes it look even more super goofy. Mm-hmm. Like it, at least on the second one, like they kind of dulled and muted some of the colors a little bit more. Yep. Like, it's not like a hot fucking salmon pink like he got on the first one. You know, it's a little bit more of like a, kind of like a purplish red. You know, like it's somewhere in there. And I mean, for that, I mean, since I did mute it, it does look a little bit better.
Right.
You know, so obviously that's why the vest has to be over the top. But at the same time, button up the coat, you don't even notice the vest. What does it matter? You know.
Next. Oh, we're
looks like
done.
We're done.
We're done. So,
so let's rate the Colin Baker.
Hold on, I'm stretching. Oh, fuck. Okay.
He needs his tabulation device.
Yeah, I need a tabulational device, which last time I used my laptop, and this time I was smart enough to not bring it, because I know I was going to either sit around and play fucking Half-Life on it and get mad and start yelling and screaming.
Yeah, actually,
nope, that's the fucking video game, so I don't need my video games, I need my tabulational device. Okay, I'm good, what you got?
Okay, let me go back to one of his. Okay,
I'm gonna give it a 3. He's average.
I'm going to 3.3. He gets that extra percent because of all the colors.
Yeah, I mean, like if this is the Doctor that you grew up with, of course you're gonna like it.
Yeah.
You know, if you grew up with the earlier Doctors, you might think, a little too much. Especially, and if you grew up with the ones that we have now, then you're thinking, little too much, guy. You stick out like a sore thumb.
So I'm going to make sure I can do the basic math real simple-like. So this man, for me, is getting a 3.6. So altogether, he got a 3.3 moving on.
Okay.
You guys would have to be odd and be like, yeah, give me a 0.3. It's like, motherfucker.
All right, on to the seventh Doctor, Sylvester McCoy, from 1987 to 1989-ish,
yep.
Give or take that movie. That
right.
Direct TV movie.
All right, the seventh Doctor.
Make sure.
Like, okay, there you go.
You have a question?
He has questions.
Riddle me this, Batman?
Yeah.
He has questions upon questions upon questions.
If you have a question, you ask this man.
Does that mean he's going to get married to fucking Question Bitch in fucking Turbo?
Oh, God, I hope not. Oh, wait, he can't.
this is the guy that likes the umbrellas.
Would you like to go on a date? I don't know. What sounds pleasant for a date? Fucking going nowhere. Just say I do and move on.
Next.
I'm thinking.
I have a
plaid scarf and his hat and his coat. It's really hard to tell.
His
everything.
Plaid tie looks like.
It's
as
really
well.
Hard to tell what else he's wearing from this picture.
Yeah. Right.
Next. Ooh, fur's back.
Yeah, it's a fur coat. He's wearing a hat and a fur coat. That's really all you can say. You can see his pants.
In the mirror, yeah.
And he looks like he's wearing golf shoes.
Right, yeah.
But that's all you can really see from this one, so.
Oh, by the way, next.
Flasher. Oh,
he's a flasher.
Flash. Oh. That would have been a perfect time for him to be like, doctor, I have a question.
A question, you say? No.
Next.
But yeah.
Oh.
Listen, man, the 80s. Listen, not all the doctors.
Best enemies.
Listen, not all the enemies and stuff are really cool looking.
Are you doing that to the monster or to his attire?
The fucking Robotnik mustache, googly-eyed, made out of blueberries for a head, an apple for the chest, and a fucking rancid pineapple at the bottom, because it's clearly got to be rancid, because it's got a fucking pubic hair spot all over in the center of the fucking pineapple, with fucking clearly repurposed from a 1920s fucking sci-fi. We come to take your leader, fucking, no wonder people love the Daleks. What the fuck?
Listen, man, the Daleks is a very simple design, and it works.
Bill! Bill! I found something that will make you appreciate Daleks.
Would you like a microphone?
Not all the Doctor's enemies and were awesome looking.
So you see the blueberries for the head, right? With the Robotnik mustache and the little weird spinny googly eyes. And kind of like Rosie off the Jetsons, but I mean not really.
Terrifying.
I mean, it's got an apple for a chest, and it's got like pubic hair. Like literally like somebody shaved their bush and like glued it to a pineapple.
You know you love you some Doctor. Feast Doctor.
What the?
Daleks look kind of okay now, don't they?
What is that thing?
Yes.
I apologize. I have not watched the earlier Doctor stuff. If anybody would know, it would be Scott.
No.
No, he hasn't gotten to this point yet.
There's going to be some fan of the Doctor screaming their heads off at us, and
yeah.
I'm sorry, you're in picture format, your argument is invalid.
This picture single-handedly proves beyond the shadow of a doubt the difference between science fiction and the way it was handled for this and the way it was handled for Star Trek. Find me Star Trek original series first three seasons, make it worse than that. I challenge you.
I call that
accepted. I'll look for something.
Doctor on a car.
Listen, dude, can I be honest with you?
Okay, I got confused for a second. I thought the umbrella was like his fucking pant leg. I was like, what just fucking happened? Okay, never mind. That's my
umbrella.
Fuck up.
I gotta be honest
Continue
with you.
Continue on. I'm sorry.
Other than the question marks, I do not like this guy's design. I don't like the costume.
Question marks.
I don't like his outfit.
The question marks are kind of the only thing that's fucking dragging him down for me. Like, a dude in a sweater with the tie and a fucking rain overcoat, that's nothing. If homie wants to wear a fucking corncob hat, okay. You do you, Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, go ahead.
You do you, but I mean...
Next. Hello.
So the Doctor got fat.
I mean, even the fucking suspenders, like, they still work. Because, I mean, this to me is what? The third Doctor that I know of that's worn suspenders now? So he's probably, like, what? The fourth or fifth by now?
I think the
now?
First one had him.
I think the third one did.
The second one. The third one didn't.
Was the second one the one with, like, the big, like, fucking... Afro thing, like
no,
the
no.
Jufro with like the Afro sheen in his hair.
No.
Because that's the one I'm thinking
the
of.
The third one had like the fancy jackets and stuff like that.
Okay. All right, then yeah, because there was one of the others, the last guy wore suspenders and this dude.
Yeah.
So again, that to me, that fits. Like I said, the only thing that's fucking dicking this dude over right now is he wants to be the Riddler.
Next.
Although he better be careful because...
Well, look, Daleks.
Daleks.
Yeah. Gold-plated. Oh, wait, no. Not quite.
Doctor, do you need your toilet plunged?
Hey, he'll ask the questions around here. That's kind of what a Dalek is, yes. Yeah, souped-up version of the Lost in Space Robbie robot thingy. Yeah. Yep. Mm.
Next.
Stairs, the ultimate weakness.
Yep.
Used to be.
Now that the Daleks can fly, but before they could fly, stairs were their enemy.
The interior.
Oh my gosh, he's right.
Oh god.
Yeah. Like I said, the last guy looked like Willy Wonka, so yeah, Amy's absolutely right. That does kind of look like
there
the fucking shrink room
for
Willy
There is a possibility that
Wonka.
They did take a lot of it from Willy Wonka.
There was
the
an American Doctor movie, so
the last Doctor were 80s. Yes, we all know Willy Wonka came out in the 70s, but the Doctor was still around.
Yeah.
Could have taken a lot of...
So, yeah, it's a possibility that, you know, if... Yeah, exactly. Like, they do that shit all the time. They'll reuse fucking sets for TV shows and shit. Like, what is it? Damn it. The show that fucking Bruce Campbell was in, the fucking...
Which one?
The Briscoe Show.
Oh, The Adventures of Briscoe County?
That's it, yes. Briscoe County, yes. Literally, there was an interview where he said that, One of the actors, I can't think of his name right now. Shit. I don't know, honestly, I can't think of his name, and I know it's going to come to me later, and I'm going to slap the shit out of myself, but fucking, he said that when he met him, he was like, oh yeah, no, fucking, you remember the soundstage that you shot this other show on? And he goes, oh yeah, I remember that one. And he goes, yeah, I actually, they had me standing behind a door frame waiting to come in for one of my shots. And I saw your name written up there, and I wrote it down, wrote down my name next to yours. And he was like, good on you, guy, good on you, you know, and Campbell was like, fuck yeah, got in with another good celebrity type of thing. So, I mean, that wouldn't surprise me, you know. Like I said, they reuse a lot of that shit. Like, a good portion of Universal sets, they're literally built to be used for, like, the next 10 to 15 years before they tear it down and, you know, build it up with something else.
But, those of us who remember seeing some of the older stuff, the console on the inside of the TARDIS looks like it's changed quite a bit.
Right.
It looks like it went from Atari to Nintendo. So, next.
Oh, boy. I know nothing!
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I don't know what to say.
Oh,
yeah.
That's who it was. It was James Garner. Good thing I fucking double-checked myself. Yep.
Next. Seven paces.
I use my sword. You use your umbrella. Yeah, I don't know what to say about this either.
All I could say is if he's trying to be the Riddler, I think he's trying to be the Penguin as well, so be careful. There might be a blade at the end of that umbrella. Although, to be quite honest, it used to be a joke, people used to joke about it in, like, cartoons and shit, but come to find out, that actually is legit.
I mean, there can be umbrellas with blades in them, so...
That's what I was saying. Like, back in World War II, they actually had it set up for crazy shit like that, where sometimes they would end up taking, They would take cyanide capsules, they would take little metal balls that had holes drilled into them that had cyanide and shit into it. So that way then you can get up, like, right next to somebody and push a button and it would literally, like, an airsoft cannon, like, shoot the fucking ball, like, you know, right into you so it'd pierce your skin and your ass would be dead in an instant. You know, so they do shit like that. So, who knows? Probably plausible.
Next. Posing.
Although, to be quite honest, if he's running around with that umbrella that much, it's making me wonder if that's his sonic screwdriver. In which case, the people who bitched about the glasses... This motherfucker had an umbrella. Homie had a pair of shades. This is an umbrella.
Well, I was going to say, for anybody who knows the Harry Potter line, Hagrid had his umbrella be part of his wand as well, so...
True.
Yeah.
True. So, I mean, maybe, but even so, it's like... You know, if they've done something crazy like this far back... But again, I'm the fucking idiot, so I don't know shit. I'm just making an assumption here.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
So, I mean, if it's true and, you know, the reason why the umbrella is the way it is because that was his sonic screwdriver, then people who bitched about fucking sunglasses can kind of take a seat for a minute. Because I don't know about you, but sunglasses I can wear anywhere. An umbrella, if I'm walking around with an umbrella in a place, somebody might, Hey, Take that outside.
Next.
I mean...
And here he is with his friends and enemies.
Gina Davis. Is that just me? That No. The chick-looking companion. Yeah. No, down. There you go.
Oh.
Looks like fat Gina Davis. What the... Am I wrong? Am I insane? What the fuck? I don't know.
But, yeah, there's... I'm guessing this is the master over here. I think this is that other female Time Lord that he came across. I think it was like Rami or something like that.
Oh, shit. He better be careful. Greedo's brother's going to shoot him.
Cyberman, Dalek. There's that blueberry head thing.
Blueberry Apple Man with the pubes on his pubes.
Yes. You got a Sergeant Slaughter next to him.
Actually, that's a... I think that's a... Oh.
I'm going to call him a
Sergeant. Brigadier.
Huh?
I think that's the Brigadier.
I'm going to call him Sergeant Slaughter.
I don't know. I'm still wondering if he's ever going to stop Greedo's brother from trying to exact revenge on the wrong guy.
Next. Oh, this is a shot of him from that TV movie in the U.S.
Jelly Bellies?
I mean, a Jelly Belly. Jelly Baby.
Is it Jelly Bellies or Jelly Babies?
Jelly Baby.
Oh, yeah. He's older, as you can tell.
Right.
He's going, Doctors usually get themselves into a situation where they take mortal wounds. That's why they regenerate.
Yeah, we'll get to that point.
Sometimes a doctor can just live out that time, his life, and then regenerate.
Unfortunately, not for this one. Next. And this is the last thing, we'll see of him before he gets gunned down in an alley.
Nice.
Yeah.
But he regenerates, so to be honest with you, I understand that while they keep their memories, but they lose their personality.
He regenerates right. In a morgue, though.
Oh. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You have... Well, the original was only supposed to be 13 regenerations, but they
reconned it, I think, after Matt Smith, because he was supposed to be on his last regeneration.
But...
Because of how popular the show was, they had to continue.
They'd be like, ooh.
We had to find a way to twist this.
Timey-wimey bullshit, and now you can regenerate more.
Technically speaking, they could have done it a different way, where, they could have had him, one of the doctors actually, fall in love with the companion and actually, I don't know,
there were
have
a
fucking
lot.
Kid.
Yeah.
Tennant
had, like, a clone of himself.
Tennant had a clone. That went to the area to
stayed with Rose.
So technically the clone of a doctor got with one of his companions.
But the clone was human.
Yes.
Yeah.
The reason why he never got with any of his companions is because he was a Time Lord. The only person he really
was River Song.
River Song he got with
because it's his wife.
Yep. Yeah. But, like, the only other companion that he really got close with was Rose.
Yeah.
Because, you can sit there and say that he was close with Amy, but Amy was married.
Well, not at first. I mean, when he came back again, then she was going to get married.
Yep. So, like, you can sit there. He's been close with his companions, but he's never went as far as to get with them.
Right, exactly. So that's what I mean. Like, they could have actually pushed that.
Yeah, they could have.
Next. Had a kid, and, oh, now the kid is the next doctor, and, oh, by the way, now we're going to, keep it going that way.
Sylvester McCoy, the seventh doctor. Next.
And
we're done.
But then again, we're not TV execs.
I'm
going to
give this guy a 2.
That.
I don't care for it. I honestly don't. 2 is...
You're going to give him a 2 because of the too many question marks?
There you go.
Because that's what I'm giving him is a fucking 2, because too many question marks.
Just don't care for his outfit. I really don't.
I don't mind the outfit. It's all the fucking question marks. Like, are you the Riddler? Are you the Penguin? Are you pissed off that you couldn't be in fucking Batman 66?
He's
like,
having an identity crisis, okay? Let him figure it out.
I'm going to give him a 3.
Average.
Yeah.
Somebody grew up with this doctor.
Yeah.
So, that's their doctor, and so they're going to defend him. Maybe it works when if you watch him the show and watch him move and stuff. Still frame pictures do not do this guy justice, in my opinion.
Oh, man.
You okay?
That Dr. Pepper and that fucking Reese cup milkshake I got, they're not mixing too well. So when I burp, it kind of tastes a little bit like terribleness. Whew. But anyway, that guy got a 2.3 repeating, so 2.33, I guess, is where we'll go.
You ready for the shortest-lived doctor of them all?
Actually,
technically, there's a second picture to him.
Actually, that's a GIF.
Ah.
It's of him getting gunned down. So.
Ah, okay. So go ahead, do it.
If it'll...
Oh, it's got to think. It's thinking. There you go. Bang.
Did he take one shot?
I thought in the movie he took more than one.
Because right there, it looks like he's just getting shot in the arm.
Yeah, one shot, one kill, square in the arm.
Yeah, it looks like it's more in the shoulder area, but I can't believe that's how he dies off.
Send that... Do me a favor. Send that to Shane. Shane, I need you to send that GIF to Hollywood Babylon at AOL. So that way then, because that is definitely some shit that should not be. Bang! Upturn. Go back. Look at it again. He gets shot. The squib goes off. It literally, like, poof, cloud. Oh, fuck. And then he turns. Watch. Turn. Poof. Oh, fuck. Right. Turn. Poof. Oh, yeah. Like,
there's a slight delay.
It is such a delayed reaction. It's like, bang. Huh? Oh, yeah, right. Sell this.
All right, on to the eighth Doctor.
And this is the 1996 and the Doctor of the Night of
the
Doctor.
Doctor special. It was a short mini-episode that they had did for the 50th anniversary.
This is the shortest Doctor. He only got a movie and the
Paul
other thing.
McGann.
Paul McGann?
Yeah. So.
So this.
Well, he's got 16 photos for being in a movie and that's it.
He is, listen, dude, this is the last Doctor before we get to doctors that I know.
Okay. It's cold in the morgue.
So he regenerated in the morgue after the last doctor got gunned down.
Right.
So he's just wearing a sheet right here.
So there's a sheet. I give the sheet a two. Pretty nice. Pretty nice sheet, I guess.
Next.
There you go. Now he's spiffy.
This is more or less his attire from the movie.
I like it. It's very spiffy.
Spiffy.
Not too many colors of ridiculous portions.
So far.
I like his TARDIS. It's very elegant.
The interior did a huge upgrade.
Do you want to know what this reminds... It's a very elegant... He's all about elegant, it looks like. He's got the fancy clothes, like one of the rich, snobby people from an old time period. He's got the nice-looking TARDIS inside. You know...
Look... You give him some, like you put, like, a spiked wig on his head, like, you know, like a spike going this way, and then, like, one going this way, and then one going straight up. And he quite literally would look like the live-action version of Sideshow Bob. The costume itself, the only reference I'm going to give you guys is Rock Me Amadeus. And I think that's enough said on this guy. Because he's very Dapper Dan, but for fuck's sakes.
And you can tell the TARDIS console has changed a bit too. So
it's a more elegant look. I'm telling you,
the only thing running in my head is the painting of Washington crossing the Delaware, where it says above it, whichever one of you fuckers is humming the Jaws theme, I'm shoving you out the boat. Because George Washington called.
Human.
He wants his revolution back.
Humane era, Earth, 1999.
Fucking goddamn it.
Oh, God, some of the colors carried over. Oh, God.
Whatever.
That's fine. I like the console, actually. It's very simple.
Yeah, a little more simpler.
It's very simple. And remember, simplistic is fine.
Yeah, simplicity
Next.
Works.
And this was the woman that he came across that tried to heal his wounds.
I like his TARDIS, though. I don't know why. I like his TARDIS. His outfit doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, his outfit seems more normal for a doctor.
The outfit doesn't bother me. It's all of the background aesthetics that's kind of driving me a little bit batty. Because, like I said, it literally looks very like 16th century, like Roman, or excuse me, not Roman,
England.
But a Gothic England, like, you know, fucking Wolfgang and, you know, Amadeus Mozart and fucking, you know, Chopin and all that other fucking bullshit. Like, these bitches need to be sitting around doing waltzes and everything, and it's like, no.
Next.
No, that shit, like, never worked for me.
And this is the guy who,
Oh my god, he's coming from the Matrix.
No. Originally, the Sylvester McCoy doctor was bringing home the remains of the Master. The remains got into that guy. So the Master is taking him over.
We're taking over!
Next.
Now that I look at it, the more I look at its TARDIS, the more it looks like it's from the set of Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Slightly. I don't know. That pillar in the background, though, now makes it look like they were trying to go with something more along the lines of, like, The Crow, but failed.
The Crow would have been a popular movie. It came out 2 years prior to this.
Yeah, it's true.
The guy next to the woman actually was one of the gang members involved in shootout that caused him to die.
Oh, that is interesting to have somebody who was part of your death.
Yeah,
with on your TARDIS.
Actually, this guy, the TARDIS landed in front of this guy, so he would have originally gotten shot instead. You want to say something about this, Bill?
Yeah, you walked back into the room and picked up a mic.
I just didn't expect to walk into Johnny Young Box sitting here on the TARDIS.
Yeah. Whoa.
Next.
That's who. When I first walked in, see, that picture doesn't look like him. But from all the way back there, when I crossed the corner, I could have swore the fucking Black Ranger was in the TARDIS. And then I came over here, and after I picked up the mic, I was like, that's not him.
That's all right. Kind of from this angle, it looks like it's a shitty version of oh god, what's his name?
I don't like the fact that
the
doctor
kid who played Kino in Turtles 2.
I don't like this doctor.
It's gonna drive me nuts.
Don't like him.
Don't worry, this doctor only had a movie.
I think it's like Johnny
and a special.
Johnny
and
Reyes,
a special. That's it.
Which looks like James Franco,
which we're about to jump into the special. And with
you didn't see it. Look at his face. Look at him.
Next,
James Franco.
James Franco.
Doctor James Franco.
Doctor.
That sums up everything I had to say about Dr. James Franco. Thank you.
I like his outfit. Like I said, it doesn't bother me. I think it's the better one that we've seen so far. That's my opinion.
Next. And his attire change for the wartime.
This is exactly why I'm not
war.
In this show.
His attire changes. He got a haircut.
Does he have a flashy thing?
That is
because it looks like he's got a flashy
that's
thing.
That's his sonic screwdriver.
That's the sonic screwdriver.
No,
I understand.
No,
it looks like the thing
that's
from
a neuralizer.
Right now, he is currently doing whatever the plot calls for.
Yeah, neuralizing.
If
it's a crossover with Men in Black, now it's a neuralizer.
If it wants to be,
just don't put it near wood. The sonic screwdriver doesn't work with wood.
Yep. If you have wood, it can't take away your memory.
Yep.
Next, with a wooden helmet like Magneto.
Here we go.
Oh, wow.
See, now that is way different. Okay, hold on. I think we should pause here. Let's do two different scores.
He looks like a Western Jedi.
Yeah, we'll do the one for the movie where he looks like fucking Rock Me Amadeus, and then we'll come back for this. I don't know. Do you agree, or should we just do it all as one?
Probably just all as one.
Okay. Well, let's see. He's got his S-hook in his belt. I'm trying to think what type of link that actually is for the S-link. I know that there's a specific name. I don't think it's actually just simply S-link. Let's see. And then, yeah, he's wearing his fucking Hobbit jacket. So he's going to be doing a lot of walking.
Walking.
Yeah, he's even got his little Lord of the Rings elf boots on. So he better be careful as soon as they come up against the Treants. They're going to be a little butt-fucked. Sonic screwdrivers can't fuck with wood, so...
You got a little purple thing here for an ascot.
Yep. Even the trees in those movies walked.
Even the trees walked. And somehow we lost to Shane.
I got confused because I thought Shane was the one who walked out the door, and then I realized it was Bill, and I was like, oh.
Sorry about that. I had to take a phone call.
I take it to Bill's going to get food.
He's going to pick up the girls.
Ah, okay, fair enough.
But yeah, this is the tie from the Night of the Doctor, which is the precursor to
the Western Jedi.
I'm telling you, no, that's his fucking, that's his Samwise Gendry outfit. He's got to go throw a ring into a volcano.
Can I be honest with you? I don't have a problem with it.
I don't either, but that's why I said I feel like we should do
this. He lost a little bit of his elegancy, but you know what? It looks like he's been through a lot.
Right.
Like, it looks like he's been, like, surviving, like...
Well, this is during the Time War, so, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Next.
Well, now it doesn't look cool.
By the way, more eating on mic. Apologize. It's dinner time around here. We's hungry, bitches.
But,
And I say that because I'm stealing one of your chicken strips, because fuck you.
Okay. But, yeah.
This is him appearing in the mini-episode.
Mm-hmm.
Where this woman was piloting a ship and it got hit. And she said that she needed a doctor. And he shows up like, I'm a doctor, but not quite the one you were expecting.
Yeah.
Next.
He's in prison?
No, this is the back of the ship they were trying to get to where the TARDIS was.
Oh.
And she said no because he was a Time Lord. And the Time Lords are big no-nos because of the war.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know much about this, so.
Next.
My shit just got kicked in.
Yeah, I mean, he was on the ship when it crashed, so this is the point where he's in pain because he's about to change.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's dying.
Yeah, he's dying.
Well, obviously from the makeup, I mean, shit, he's got bruises on his forehead, blood on the side of his neck and all over his face.
Yeah, he's like, I got to regenerate now.
Yeah. It's fun a gun to die time.
Next. And this, I guess, I wouldn't say, I don't want to sound offensive when I say this, but a kind of a tribal women who present these options for what the doctor can change into the next time, since they are in the middle of war and they're going to need whatever they can. So he has options. Even during this, it's like man or woman. Something or another.
Really?
Warrior or pacifier.
Because the next doctor, that's what he decided to turn into?
Yeah, he turns into the war doctor, so. Next.
Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense on the next doctor's whole thing, but
BillyVoodooWitchDoctor.com.
Yeah, this is where he picks up a piece of the cloth from the woman who died, and then he decides it's a war. He has to be a warrior.
Yep.
Next,
he decides a rice chicken.
Now
chicken
he's
rice.
In the middle. He's starting his regeneration,
and most regenerations are painful as fuck.
I can imagine.
Yeah?
You're literally changing into a whole different person.
Well, not only that, but if memory serves, isn't it actually supposed to be, like, not just, like, your physical... Like, it's not like Mystique, where he alters, you know, how he looks and sounds.
Shoot.
Like, it's literally down to, like, a subgenetic level, but it's, like, permanence.
Yeah.
So, I mean, while Mystique can do that, at, you know, as she sees fit... At the end of the day, if you pulled her DNA, it would still be Mystique.
Right.
Whereas
he's changing on a molecular level.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's going to hurt like a sumbitch.
Oh, it always does.
Yeah. Yep. That's like when you go to use the laser therapy to get a tattoo removed. It actually, they say it hurts like 10 times worse than getting the tattoo put on.
Right. Next. Oh, we're back. Okay. So actually, now that I think about it, maybe you are right. Let's do two separate scores.
Okay, cool.
One for the aristocratic version, and one for the
Night the aristocratic one. I'm gonna give a 4. I liked it.
I'm gonna be a hater. This motherfucker looking all pompous and go fuck himself gets himself a 1.5 from me.
For me, considering that this is more of the normal style for the Doctor, I'm giving it a 4.
Fair enough.
Such a hater.
Goddamn right. So he got a 3.16 repeating that goes into a 7, so a 3.17. So he almost got to shatter the glass.
Okay, and then...
And then the Lord of the Rings Time Warrior Doctor...
3.5. I like it still.
You know, I'll go 3.5 as well.
This I enjoy quite a lot. He definitely looks like basically what I would envision somebody who's actually supposed to be, I don't know, saving the universe on like a near daily basis. Like I said, I made the jokes where it looks very Lord of the Rings, but at the same time, it works. Like, it's very simplistic, which we love simplistic, but at the same time, it's functional. He has on fucking leather boots with hard soles, so that way then if he's, I don't know, running his ass off for his fucking life, you know, a sharp rock doesn't go through his shoe and fucking stab him through the foot, or even like a piece of sharp metal.
Right.
You know, he's got fucking, technically they're supposed to be leather pants, but obviously they're cloth pants, but still, they do their purpose. You know, the jacket is supposed to, you know, keep him warm when it's cold, but also keep him cool when it's hot.
Right.
You know, fucking everything about him works. So for me, that's a 4.5. So that man got himself a 3.83 repeating.
That's the highest right now.
You know, I don't know if that would beat Tom Baker or not. Because I forget the score of Tom Baker, but man.
Future Scott, look it up and tell past Scott whether he's an idiot or not. And then give me the bird for calling you an idiot.
Okay,
hey, so you can do that right now.
So that was the 8th Doctor. And instead of going to the 9th Doctor, his next transformation is the War Doctor. So we'll just go into that one instead.
Okay.
From the name of the Doctor and the day of the Doctor. Well, eight pictures.
All right. Let's see this War Doctor.
John Hurt as the Doctor.
Nice.
So he got older. He went from that younger body to the War Doctor, which is...
Well, in the special, the special that had him changing, it showed a reflection of, like, his younger self that looked like what he looked like in the Alien movie.
Okay.
Since he was... John Hurt was in the Alien movie.
He's been fighting the war a long time, then.
Oh, yeah. The Time War was a long... Races are banished because of it.
Wow.
So
nice.
Next.
I like it.
Yep.
I've seen the Day of the Doctor, so I know about what he looks like.
Yeah.
It was a really good special.
Yeah, I mean, normally in the special itself, you don't see the full thing all the time, I mean. But yeah, he's been the War Doctor for a long, long time.
We'll have to get a different... give me a different picture so we can get a better look at it.
Yeah, because the promotional picture looks sweet and all, but I mean...
I like the promotional, the poster.
Next.
There we go.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, a little brighter.
Okay, so like, the clothes changed somewhat. He looks like he's wearing boots with like shin guards.
Mm-hmm.
You can see some of it that carried over.
Yeah, some of it carried over, but a lot of it's changed. Like, he's got a vest with the ascot thing.
Right.
Still got a jacket.
And again, all of it works for what's going on inside of, you know, the show itself. You know, he's got on the army boots, which he's going to need for GTFOing and making sure he doesn't stab himself through the foot. You know, now he's got the fucking, you know, the shin guards that go all the way up to his knees, because obviously if you jump into a stream or a river or something, you know, you don't want to keep yourself completely submerged.
Right.
Because that's how motherfuckers in Vietnam ended up, you know, losing feet.
Right.
Keeping their legs submerged underwater for too goddamn long and, you know, hiking for hours on end.
Yeah.
You know, the pants work for what they're supposed to do, which is keep his dick covered and keep him warm.
Basically,
he's fighting a war. Functional.
He's fighting a war. He don't give a shit about fashion.
Yep, exactly. It's not about fashion at this point. At this point, it's about functionality, and everything has its function.
Right.
Some of it's, you know, straight armor. Other bits of it are just, you know, there to try to help keep his ass warm on cold nights and keep him cool on warm days.
Yeah. Yep.
But mostly you can see the stuff that carried over from the previous form, like the jacket mm-hmm. and the pants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there has been some changes. I mean, you can see under some of the stuff that his boots might have carried over. Mm-hmm. Next.
That's just a zoomed in picture.
Yeah. Next.
I have a tiny screwdriver. I liked when
he's got a vape pen. That's what
I liked when they when him, Matt Smith, and David Tennant
stuck in that prison.
And they were stuck in the prison, and they pulled out their Stronic screwdrivers, and you know he pulled out his, and then David Tennant pulled out his, which is slightly bigger, and then Matt Smith, who had the largest one so far, is like, yeah, that's right. This guy looks like he has, like you said, a vape pen.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, though.
But hey, if it works, it works.
He's fighting a yep. war. He doesn't need a fucking anything fancy. He needs something to get the job done.
Yep.
Yeah. Next. And there's Clara behind yep. back here.
You know who he reminds me of at that angle?
Uh-oh. Who?
Seamus is an old man. Look at it.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
It's Seamus as an old man.
Not his albedo, but yeah.
Well, of course not. He's been in a war. He's got to stay in the sun now.
Yeah, he's got a tan. I like it.
Next. Oh, the button. You wanted a big... You wanted a button. You got a button. Because that was the device that he used to wipe out everything. Because of the war.
Oh, the reset button?
Something like that.
It's basically a big reset button.
Everyone burns.
Yep.
The Time Lords, the Daleks, the women and children on Gallifrey.
Mm-hmm. He has everyone. To make a decision. And didn't they do it to where there was a, where he did push the button? And then...
I know there was a fan edit where they showed what happened.
Right. And then, like, because of time travel and stuff, didn't they? In the end, he refused to press the button.
In the end, Matt Smith was the one. Gentlemen, I've had over thousands of years to think this through. I wouldn't change my mind. Pulls out the Sonic and deactivates it.
Yep. But I could have sworn that there was a point where he made that tough call and he pressed the button.
Oh yeah, in the original canon, he did.
Yeah.
And that's what led into like the Ninth Doctor, the Eccleston Doctor, but.
The PTSD.
Well, he remembers.
He always has his memories.
Mm-hmm. it takes a while.
It's his person.
It's like a Sam Beckett in Quantum Leap.
Yep.
After a while, it kicks in from regenerating and changing. So. Yep. Next.
His TARDIS was all beat the fuck up.
Yeah, his TARDIS was. His TARDIS looked a little bit better than the Eccleston one.
Okay, Eccleston, like, when he got his, it basically, like, he inherited fucking garbage. His was all kinds of yeah. fucking weird looking. I did not like Eccleston's,
Next.
TARDIS.
Oh, that's it.
I'd say there's only eight. Still a very good, it's a solid fucking costume. It's a solid uniform for what he's going through.
Mm-hmm.
3-5.
I'm going 4.5, because I understand the character, and I know that the actor has passed away recently, so. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to make this super simple. He gets a 4, so overall, he gets a 4. Just basic math, motherfucker.
So he's winning.
So currently on this part, he's winning. So.
This will be the last one, because you said 5.
Yep.
So. Last Doctor will be the Ninth Doctor. This is where I started watching Doctor Who.
Christopher Eccleston, the Ninth Doctor.
2005. He only was it for a year.
Yep.
7 pictures because he's nothing fancy.
But well, really nothing fancy as far as the attire.
No, his attire is very basic.
Oh, yeah, I kind of remember this guy.
You liked Eccleston? A lot of people did not.
I heard the Queen did.
The Queen?
Yeah.
Well, he had a he was the first doctor I encountered. So I had no reference to, you know.
And 1 year.
Yeah. 1 year?
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll show him the basic attire.
Next. Mostly his basic attire was the jacket, a shirt, and black pants.
That's it. This doctor had nothing. I mean, he was very basic.
Right. No, I
But this is the reboot. This is where...
we shouldn't say reboot because rebooting means everything else is gone.
So this is where they resumed.
Right.
Because it took a hiatus for a while.
It took a hiatus, but they kind of continued later on, so it kind of had a hibernation.
Yep.
So that's something that we should say instead of reboot is a hibernation.
And then they brought it back, and a lot of people that didn't know about the previous doctors would think this was the first doctor.
A lot of people, this was their first doctor.
This was my first doctor. But then I found out that he's the ninth one. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yep. I want to say that this is one of the ones that Nick was watching. Because I know the guy's face, and I kind of know how it is he looks. But like I said, I think part of that is from Nick. I know Nick started watching it, and there were a couple of times where, like, he would show off, like, clips from this dude. And then, of course, he'd show off, you know, stupid shit, like, I think it's the next guy where fezzes are cool.
Nope.
And no, that was 11, wasn't it? Okay, yeah. Either way, he would show off some of the other shit.
This is the one that we get introduced to Rose with. So.
Yes, mm-hmm. This is Rose's first encounter with the Doctor.
Next.
He's very basic. He basically wears a jacket, T-shirt, and jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nothing fancy.
The shirt itself changes, like, from red to blue.
He'll change the color, but that's about really it.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing.
I kind of wonder where the hell this picture is from, because I have... the whole Eccleston series, I just haven't watched all of it. I've gotten to maybe halfway through, so...
I've watched all of Eccleston, all of Tennant, all of Smith. I'm still working on Capaldi before I move into the 13th Doctor.
Actually, that's something I got to talk to you about later on. Next.
Oh, my.
Doors Within Doors? What the...
Yeah, it's just not... Yeah, he's very... When you look at all the others, he's very bland. So,
he's bland because I think he's bland because they were trying to figure out how to bring it back.
Yeah,
and to be honest, he did a great job for bringing it back.
Yeah, a lot of people will disagree with you, but a lot of people will probably agree with you.
Yeah, it depends on who you are and how you feel in the fan base.
A lot of people will tell you that this is the worst Doctor.
Right.
1 year. I know the other guy got a movie and a special. But this guy was the second shortest tenure in as the role.
I heard that they did want him as part of the Day of Doctor special. But for some reason, at first he turned it down. He didn't want anything to do with it. But later on he said, oh yeah, he was down for it.
Day of the Doctor?
Make up your mind. Day of the Doctor.
You also got to remember...
And they had the script written.
Do you know
for
what
him.
Year that came out?
2013, I think.
It might have been a matter of he was probably doing something else.
He was doing something else at that time.
The different film or something?
Well, it's Malik, the Dark Elf from Thor. Dark
World. Yeah, no, you're right.
He was in he was the Dark Elf in Thor.
So yeah, he was probably still doing Thor at the time and he was like, I can't. I've got another engagement. I can't make it.
And Scott did not know that.
Well, on the plus side. Well, I know that
he was
the elf.
Yeah, he was the Dark Elf. He was the main elf.
But, I mean, on the plus side, they did use some of his footage for when the doctors were showing up.
Oh, yep, all of them, yep.
All 13. Eyebrows!
Wait, there's a 13?
Next.
And there's Rose.
There's mm-hmm. Rose on the left and...
Captain Jack.
Captain Jack
mm-hmm.
on the
Which,
right.
Which, what he becomes later. It blew my mind that that's who it was.
Well, if one theory is correct...
I thought they talked about it in the show that the big
that's
was him.
From what I heard, that's one possibility, but for some reason he's kind of an immortal.
Yes.
So how can he just be a head?
I get you.
Yeah.
And there's Rose.
And I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about, so I'm eating more Scotty's French fries. All
right, that's fine.
Next.
Bitches love cannons.
To be fair, Rose was very into the Doctor.
Yeah, once she got attached to him, which this is the one that she got attached
she
to.
She got attached to this one, and it only got more. It got deeper.
Got awkward when he changed.
Yes, but it got.
But she still got attached.
It got deep with Tennant.
Yeah. Next, Percival Eckerson, the 10th Doctor.
9th Doctor.
9th. Yep, 9th.
So basically, there you go. That's all the pictures. So yep. I'm going to give this guy, I'll give it, it's a 3. He's so plain and basic. It's average. There is nothing special going on with his outfit. Not at all.
Well, for me, for as easy and as common as his attire is, I'm going 4.
Considering the fact that from what I've seen from some of the other photos from the last episode when I was just kind of walking through and saw some of the pictures from the doctors and, you know, from what I've seen of some of the other guys, like, this is not what you would expect from a Doctor Who. So technically speaking, based off our grading scale, technically speaking, he deserves to get a 2 based off the costumes from the past and what we're moving into. But considering the fact that it looks like a good portion of his time is spent here on Earth, and again, he is very, you know, plain and basic, so it allows him a little bit of some camouflage to kind of blend in with the surroundings, so that way then if he's just out and about walking around just with his thumb up his ass, just, gonna go down to the market and get some petrol, you know, it's just stupid shit like that. Like, nobody's really gonna take 2 fucking looks at the guy. You know, it's only if you're actually looking for a fucking Time Lord would you actually notice a motherfucker.
Yep.
So, I will give this motherfucker a 3.5. No, not a 35. Holy fuck, breaking the rating on this guy.
This guy is so amazing!
So that gives him a 3.5.
All right.
So that does it for the next 5 Doctors, and then if
we'll
we get
finish, on, part 3, we'll finish up 10 through 12.
We'll finish.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah, the next time Shane gets a day off from work.
Yeah, we'll finish up the rest of the Doctors along with the 60s films.
Okay,
there was 2 films,
okay.
2 American films, and then there's some group pictures to go through.
And that'll be on the part. That'll be part 3 of Doctors.
Yeah, the Doctor review, and
we're out.
Later, bitches. Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.